The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Thursday, 20th of September, 2012. Coming up in a few minutes, I'm going to have Dr. Wynn Parker on with me, and he's going to be here to tell you a story. And the story is that because of this network and him doing programming on this network, actually is out there literally saving people's lives right now. And it's pretty remarkable. We've had impacts out there, some of which, well, the enemy will never tell you about the victories. They won't yield. The reason being is they plan on winning. Now, who are these people with their agenda? Well, you see it all around you every single day. You see the money people. You see the corporations. You see the control freaks. You have seen everybody involved in government that doesn't know what a constitution is. I don't think they can even probably spell the word because they haven't had a whole lot of practice saying it. Forget about writing it. They can spell democracy for you. And every one of our politicians in Washington, D.C., save for a few, will call this country the greatest democracy on the planet. Really? I don't know where your oath of office came from. But when you took office, you swore to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, not trash it, do an end round, and leave the people that you're supposed to be representing out there flapping in the wind. Seriously, you want to give me a private corporation that's eating my substance out every single day? You're not going to repeal the Federal Reserve. You're not going to give us an honest money supply. You're going to choke the stinking life out of every human being in this country because you can? Seriously? You know, we understand probably better than anybody out there as a whole and as a group exactly what's going on in this country and why. To take the time to educate people so they in turn can tell other people. Now, some of you out there don't like to be the deliverer of bad news, and that's human nature. Human nature generally is, it's like water or electricity, the least path of resistance. What can I do just to get through? Well, for a lot of people out there, that's been their modus operandi. They fly under the radar. They don't cause any ripples. They are not vocal. They're very quiet, and they leave the dirty job of to other people, to be the loudmouths, going around shaking people out of their sound sleeps, you know, like my mother used to do when she, my saintly 5'1¼" Sicilian-Italian mother would get mad. She'd grab a metal pot with a metal spoon, and you've never heard a racket like this in your life. Did it get our attention? Boy, did it ever. Well, when we get back from the other side of the break, I want to get your attention for a little while here, because I have some very important things to talk to you about.
Thank you. Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free, 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now, 800-537-1339.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
You know, miracles happen, folks. You ever witnessed a miracle in your life? Well, I'm hoping for one, that's for sure. You're aware that we've been doing a pledge drive for this network for 3 days running now. This is the third day. And this has been both on A and B network. And every one of the hosts has reminded people that we're in a pledge drive and given the different options, and which you can just simply pick up the telephone, make this easy. Or if you're a little bit more savvy and you got a computer there, you can go up to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the PayPal button. Or we've given our address, and you can send us FRNs wrapped in foil or money orders or cash in an envelope. We don't care. We're not, you know, hey. And I was talking to our manager here, and I says, present state of affairs right now, the absolute bottom line on what it costs to run this network per year. And I was a little flabbergasted. $650,000 a year. $650,000. And you know what? The cost of that would be much, much greater. We've got what now? Dan, 42-43 talk show host. We still have a few spots to fill here. But could you imagine, ladies and gentlemen, if I had to pay these talk show hosts? Now, understand that these talk show hosts on this network, they're not being compensated or paid by this network. And they're there every single day of their life, every single day of your life, doing a top job. The respect I have for these people, being a talk show host myself, I couldn't even put it into words because it would be inadequate. It's one of those things that it is beyond description. You could try to describe it, but it wouldn't be adequate. And I'm going to open up the phone lines here, and I'm going to ask people today. Because what I'm about to tell you is probably going to shock you. I went through an emotional gamut when I heard this that ranged from disbelief to, you got to be kidding me. Seriously? Been doing this pledge drive for 3 days, trying to collect 40 grand to pay a few back bills, buy some necessary equipment to get rid of the Skype that we have, to dump T1 lines so we can put information over point to point using access. These boxes are expensive. But what it'll do for the network is it'll continue to curb our cost going into the future. Do you think that we are fully aware of the financial situation in this country? Well, you're as much as aware as we are, because we're there to report the news. We're there to ferret out the information and bring it to you. Sometimes it's not too palatable. Sometimes it's downright ugly. But you know what? I'll steal the NAACP's tagline of years ago. You know, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. And there literally are some people out there that want to go into the grave just as cold butt stupid as they were when they came in. Because you know what? It kind of bends up their day a little bit. Oh, my God, I don't want to know how bad things are. I want to live in my little la-la land with my rose-colored glasses on. And, you know, I just want to be left alone. I just want to live out my life and just turn into dust. You know, like 7 billion people are going to do probably in the next 70 to 100 years on the face of this planet. But there are some of us that care. And there are some of us that are doing the job. Sometimes it's frustrating. Sometimes it's even thankless. Sometimes it's a sheer joy to do. But it's a job, and it's a mammoth undertaking. Now, imagine. You know what needs to be done. We've talked about it endlessly on this network. The reason why we're here, folks, and if the media out there was doing its job, and we're honest, and weren't watching out for their own pocketbooks to not to say something because they might lose a big fat ad contract. We don't have commercial advertisers. You ever notice? We have no Coke. We have no Pepsi. We have no General Motors. We don't have Rite Aid on this network. Reason being, because we're going to make these people somewhere down along the line angry. Because we're going to do a story that's not going to reflect good on them. So how do you buy that kind of independence? You don't sell yourself out. That's how you buy that kind of credibility. So I was told today, after doing this pledge drive for almost, it's halfway through today, trying to raise that money, we've collected exactly $800. Now, I don't know about you folks, but when you're looking at a bill, $650,000 a year, and you struggle every single day to bring the programming, to make sure that things are at their optimum, to do the best job that you can with what you have, I think we've done a pretty good job. But obviously you people don't think that we have, because you're not interested in us staying around. Not all of you. I know who some of you are out there, and you have my heartfelt thanks. You've come through with for us before, and if it were not for you, chances are we wouldn't even be here today. And we fully recognize that. But I am just at a point. Y'all want to know why you don't call up to the network anymore and hear Sandra's voice? I had to fire her. I had to fire her because the stress was literally killing her. And it was killing our marriage. One day I went home and I looked at her and I said, you know what? I don't want to lose you. So you're fired. Because if nothing else, if everything blows up and goes to hell in a handbasket, we're at least going to have each other. I am not going to let anything ruin our relationship. So I fired her. Now, that was one job position, obviously. I didn't have to go out and hire somebody to do. But by keeping her in here, she either would have been in a rubber room or I would have been. And I'm not about destroying people's lives. I'm about elevating people's lives. I'm about making their lives better, not killing them. So after doing this for 20-some years, running this network in particular, I think I have 10 and a half years actually in at network level running networks. I've thrown everything that I've got into this. I'm not being paid. I have bills backing up because the network needs the money. So something is going to give here. And if you people think that I'm going to drive myself out into the gutters of the street or into a rubber room in some mental ward in 3 North somewhere, you're out of your cotton-picking minds. $800 I can't even get my mind wrapped around that. I can't even begin to fathom that. I don't know what to say. Well, when you get to that point, it's better that somebody else does some talking. I've got Wynn Parker, Dr. Wynn Parker, with me today. Hello, Wynn. How are you doing?
Pretty good, John. How are you?
Fair to middle, and I've been better.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see what we can do here to get the word out on the station and the show and... Let's see what we can do.
I want people to understand that there are battles that are being won, and I said that the enemy never will admit to you when you have a victory. They'll let you figure that one out for yourself because they want their side to win, and they want to keep the morale pumped up for their people on their side. So they're not going to win. They're not going to go all shucks, you know, you got us there, or yeah, you know, you're right and we were wrong. You're never going to get that. We're here for a very simple reason. For honesty, integrity, a government that's not a bunch of lying-ass fools, an honest money system. You know, what human beings need to have with a dignity and self-respect to have a life. Because when, as I look around in this country right now, this ain't living. This is an ICU death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's the backstory for all the things that I talk about on Parker Pathways, on RBN, backstories of things that are happening to affect healthcare and medical law and some other things that are going on. I can remember when I started out and talked about Obamacare about a year and a half ago and started to read the sections on when it was a bill then, and I don't think the audience believed it.
Well, hang on a second, because I want them to understand what you're able to do with your program doing it on Republic Broadcasting Network. You know, people are looking for hope, and they're looking for victories. Well, we're going to tell you a small victory that is going to affect a lot of people's lives here. We'll be right back.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial-size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now.
Free bottle offer involves processing and handling fees. Visit www.rnafreemini.com today.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Allison C. is made from pure garlic through a patented process that stabilizes the actual Allison of 34 cloves of garlic in one tiny capsule. Allison only exists for a fraction of a second when you crush a clove of garlic. It is the most powerful, natural antibiotic known to man and has been proven in laboratory testing to kill bacteria, viruses, fungus, and parasites without upsetting the natural balance of healthy organisms in the body. Allison C also helps prevent disease when taken on a regular basis. You can purchase your Allison C through Paul Drockton's website, internettruth.org. Start enjoying the benefits of this all-natural supplement today. Go to internettruth.org for your supply.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what this is. The Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out?
We have 800-724-2719 manned and ready to go, because they're going to take your calls today. Because at the end of this day is going to give me an indication of what I have to do with this network. And the only thing that I can think of is I'm going to have to whack out Network B. Okay? Even though adding that network, ladies and gentlemen, do you think running a network is cheap? It's not. There are not people out there that run services, that run servers for us, or phone calls, or provide high-speed internet, or provide phone lines. You know, we can't go to them with a sad song and go, you know what, I can only pay you 50 cents on the dollar. Will you continue your service to me, please? They're going to say, we feel sorry for you, but no, thank you, and goodbye. Now, here's the irony. Do I need to take that kind of a step? Because to run Network B, the added expense to this network per month is only $7,500. $7,500. Now, the bulk of that is for the structure of the network and Network A, and all the associated stuff. $7,500. It was a no-brainer to do that, to give more variety and more information to people. So we have 800-724-2719. That's a toll-free number, folks. See, it doesn't even cost you to call it. Extension 111, extension 114, extension 116, 117, and 125 are all being manned, waiting anxiously for your call. And before I continue with Wynn Parker here, I just want you people to understand something. I'm not in this for the money. I don't have an ego the size of Texas like some people that I know. I'm not in this for the glory, and I'm sure as hell not in this for the money. Because any accumulated anything that I've ever had over the years has been sold off and gone into this network. And if you think a slap on the back and an attaboy, well, you did your best job. And sorry, kid, we can't help you. I am just speechless. I am beyond even trying to comprehend and understand. I'm sorry, Wynn. Go ahead.
No, that's goes in with your theme song. When we started out, you know,
yeah,
and it was the idea that you had, and I took it upon myself to contact you today because we have an outcome. It's like a metaphysical outcome of real world dimension that it can affect millions of people as a result of you putting me on this station 6.5 years ago.
Well, let me correct you. It's not a station, when this is a radio network. Most people, they get confused about this. This is the only reason why I'm correcting this, is because a radio station is one thing. That's what in the business it's referred to as being a stick broadcasting. That's a number on a dial. A network is the place that produces everything and then puts it out to those radio stations. Okay? There is a major, major difference there. Because the expense of producing all of this programming, keeping the lights on, the rent paid, the employees paid, the board ops, and whatever else, that is overhead for network, and total different story than from radio station.
Okay. Well, you have to excuse me.
No. You know, what do you know? You know your subject matter. You're here dedicated, and you do your job on this network. I'm just, this is just a point of clarification to people out there because they don't understand how a lot of this stuff works. The only thing they know is they click on their computer or turn on their radio dial, and there we are.
Yeah. It's like, exposure of information in different ways. I noticed that the network has made an offer to link stations, you know, and put things, you know, the people out there, and I think that's a good thing, you know, like linking the show to other
sure.
other stations. But the what I was in my amateur way was saying that I'm very grateful for the opening of the network to be able to put forth a starting position on something that would affect a lot of people. And as you said in your intro on the first half hour, is that there are little miracles that show. And as I said, I took it upon myself to contact you today because I felt that any kind of real-world change that can be implemented in our culture is really important, and it wouldn't be happening in a normal network system. So, with that being said, may I have the liberty of just about 5 minutes to kind of give the intro as to how we started 6.5 years ago? May I do that?
And what we're going to do here, and I'm going to give the people that track and trace the commercials that play on this network, I'm going to give them fits, because what I'm going to do here is I'm going to skip commercial breaks, okay? And then I got to go in and I got to make these up to our advertisers because they don't lose anything because it's contract and we honor contract. But go ahead.
When we first started. I was doing clinical trial systems with cancer research, and we were discovering that a lot of organ transplants weren't taking, and even though they had the good immunology profiles that are necessary to have acceptance, but a very close associate was made a joke, which we've heard most of our lives, says, well, it must be something in the water. And I blew it off, and then I started to investigate the water, and one thing led to another, and discovered that, yes, indeed, there were effects of various chemicals in the water that were beyond just dealing with a carbon filter, if you will. And one piece of research led to another. I looked over all the human studies that had been done on a substance called chloramine. And the substance had been forced on the nation in a directive in July of 1994. And the EPA said, well, if you add ammonia to the water, why, you'll be able to kill some bacteria, and Cryptosporidium specific, and Giardia lambia, and that's what they were after. And even though it causes cancer in the blood of experimental rats and causes liver cancer and leukemia in the rats, we will have this as a dose-related subject. So they told all the water districts of the United States that they would be fined $10,000 a day if they didn't add the ammonia in the way that they wanted it, which was a dose-related situation. Now, I didn't know all that until I started studying all the human studies that had been done nearly for 10 to 15 years on the effect of cancer and brain developments and cosmetic toxicology and all of those things. So I did about a year and a half worth of research and peer review, because that's what I'd been doing for the government, and I was good at it. And so I put all that together and indeed discovered that there were immunology responses that were very important that would really suppress a person's immune system. And, of course, I was unaware even then that it was the government's policy at that time to put sterilants in the drinking water to decrease the population, which is part of Dr. John Holdren's position of the science and technology czar to President Obama at this time. And, when John Holdren was asked about this at a Senate subcommittee hearing, he said, well, I don't, you know, there are other ways to do it. And so that was his answer. That's on the script. So I ventured into this with the idea that I would do all the research, put it together, give the diagram of the various viruses that are affected, particularly HIV, which was affected by, because HIV is really, are really eight viruses in one. And so I had all the diagrams, I put it in a folder, handed it to the government, and said, this is happening. And I figured that the government would never let this happened in the population, and that was really the truth of it, and I walked away. So I find out a couple of weeks later, well, no, that's not the way it is, that we want this, and you're never to talk about it again, and that was it, and they said, you know better. And when the government said, you know better, I knew what that meant. So anyway, so that began, that was the beginning of medical research in the process of chloramine in the drinking water. Now, when we went on the air 6.5 years ago, there was a case that was occurring. It had not been a law case. It was just one of my peer reviews about Camp Lejeune, which is a Marine and Navy base in North Carolina. And they had one of those case histories there that they had for a period of 9.5 years, along with 8 to 10 years on the West Coast, been doing tests with pregnant women, taking water out of the tap, because after all, you drink this out of the tap, you see, and so this is the way it really is going on right now. So the idea was to see what chloramine would do to developing fetuses, and that's the way it went. A lot of those ladies aborted, and a lot of the people on the Marine base, and they got sick, and many of them are not alive today, which I'll get into later. But the whole thing is that that case had been going on It wasn't a case. It was just one of my peer reviews. So being a law type at well, there was a little notice to a colonel, and the thing is, says, what do you think of this? And as the backstory, he says, oh, you can't talk about this. They'll put a hit on you. There's no way, you know. And of course, the government threatens certain things, which I will, is in the real world, you know, don't talk about that. So anyway, it will back up again to my second show. Now, my second show, 6.5 years ago on RBN, on Parker Pathways, I did an interview with Professor Emoto from Japan. And Professor Emoto had done the most pristine work on mind vibrations on crystals in water. He has books all over the world. It is the process of how your mind and thought can change the molecular structure of water. I did that show in partially in Japanese, and it's been replayed by certain people who knew more about radio than I did, you know, that you could actually record things. I didn't realize that. You got to keep in mind, John, I had never been on the air in my life. Had no idea how to do anything in terms of, if it hadn't been for the producers on RBN, I wouldn't even know how to start. So I'm doing this, and the whole process is of, this was also part of a lot of research that had been going on that I'd been connected with at NASA, so it was very, very simpatico to work with us. And the idea is what happens with chemicals in the water and how you can change it with mind, and that's what Emoto was working on. And, of course, if you have the thought of love and gratitude, the vibrations of the mind and thought can change the water molecule into a beautiful crystal, which has been photographed. If you have hate and destruction as a thought, then the molecules shrink and they
sure.
do all kinds of strange configurations, some very strange fractal shapes and this type of thing. So, and it doesn't make any difference what kind of language you speak. You can be in any country in the world, and this is the story.
Yeah.
Now, the purpose of all this was the fact that if you can change the people don't realize that immunology within the body is really based on mind chemistry.
Yeah. Let me interrupt you here because I've got other hosts that want to come on the program, and your information is invaluable. But I'm doing this 2-hour show today to make people aware that we got a pledge drive, and I wanted to hear your victory story here.
Yeah, it's coming.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So this was integrated into lawsuit that was filed with the Defense Department on Camp Lejeune, and the idea of using the chlorine in the process of this and trying to see how this is integrated, how they hid the medical results and all that went with that. So to make a long story short, after all this time, and in the process of working with us, the Senate passed a bill and went to the House, and the bill is called the Caring for Camp Lejeune Families Act of 2012.
Okay, now let me stop you right here because I'm still a little fuzzy as what the heck was happening down at Camp Lejeune and what cost was this? People were getting sick. Women were aborting babies.
Yeah, from chlorine.
Okay, so how big of a problem was this?
This affects all through medicine. And I think anybody that's drinking the tap water, and you can't take the ammonia out of the water, you can't boil it out, and is a pervasive problem. We're talking about hundreds and hundreds of people on the base, and then it goes to millions of people as you expand it out. It's considered by, according to the Senate and the House of Representatives, as it stands now, the largest recorded environmental incident on the domestic Department of Defense installation.
Now, prior to the program today, I was talking with you, and this sounded like a Tuskegee Airman. Let's infect them with some kind of venereal disease and see how long they can remain upright.
Well, this is far beyond that.
Okay, that's what I want to get to the meat of this because I know the story. And I don't think people are understanding what you're telling them. This was a planned obsolescence for life. This was their own Tuskegee Airmen experiment.
That's right. And that's what I've been presenting for 6.5 years on RBN, on Parker Pathways. indirectly, its effect on the United Nations and Agenda 21 and how it was promulgated as part of social medicine, the development of the five different sections in Obamacare, which implements all kinds of experimentation based upon sterilants in the drinking water to decrease the population, the formation of the new committees that the public is not even aware that is involved in the idea of how to put forth the control, for instance, of added other chemicals, which, of course, you have trihalomethanes are called disinfectant byproducts that are the result of the addition of the chloramine to the drinking water.
Okay, now, when we say chloramine, are we actually generically refer to that as being chlorine in your water?
No, the chlorine is a separate molecule.
Okay.
You have the ammonia, and, of course, it's the government has placed it in a certain dose-related. In other words, it's just enough, as most physicians, which I've gone with in the AMA, is a process. They say, well, we're going to do a voice vote, which is what they did, and said, well, there isn't any total adverse effect to this based upon dose. In other words, a little bit of toxin isn't going to hurt anyone, and that's where that phrase came from. That came from 5 years ago. And I fought that in an amicus curiae. I briefed the Supreme Court, mm-hmm. and placed it that phrase was not only against the right of the process of the human being to drink the water, but the whole process was that it was affecting the thought process by which you determine how you drink the water. And that's why for 6.5 years I've talked about we need a universal national amendment to the Constitution, that we have a right that what goes into the water and the food and what I call the medical protocol. And, of course, that was brought up in the Camp Lejeune statement, of which right out of the Department of Military Justice,
yeah.
Which was presented. They presented Parker Pathways and the process and the thing in my presentation of the analysis of all the 900 peer-reviewed human study cases before 1989. And, of course, the government went to medical schools and made sure that those journals were taken off the shelves and make sure that no one would ever read those. Well, fortunately, I have them. And that's what was going to be the process of the work. And that was part of a small contribution to the Lejeune law case. And, of course, the Supreme Court said that I had the right to do that. So, and I presented that amendment to the United Nations, which I presented in chloramine caused cloud health damage, which was on the homepage of RBN. And the whole process comes down to the fact that the United Nations did not want that Lejeune case to go.
Right.
And the fact is the Senate unanimously voted for the Caring for Camp Lejeune Families Act of 2012 so that veterans would be able to receive health care, and according to Senator Kay Hagan, her statement is, quote, many need treatment today and cannot afford it.
Now,
This is the fact of the tragedy that occurred. And after decades of denial, the country owes it to them to ensure they take care of their time in need from the contaminated water.
Okay, the contaminated water, How is it contaminated? And forgive me, Wynn, because I'm sitting here, and being a talk show host, I know that people like to be served up the facts in a cognitive, logical manner that they get it. And I don't think they're quite understanding what we're talking about here. I just want to clarify this for the listeners. Whose decision was this to put the chloramine in the water at Camp Lejeune?
It was the Environmental Protection Agency and the Department of Defense.
Okay, so the DOD and our other fine alphabet soup people decided that they were going to experiment on soldiers and their families and their children.
Not only that, these experiments were occurring also across the globe. And they were the result of biochemistry and epidemiology and urinary tract infection cancer work with chloramine and the rest of it that goes with it. You got to keep in mind that the contamination, the reason it's contaminated, John, is the fact that it's placed in the water under the supposition that it's a basic disinfectant, and it's not. It's a secondary disinfectant, and it's poison. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that it combines with other compounds to create what are called these other trihalomethanes and disinfectant byproducts that are in the water that also affect the immune system. So your core molecule is the hydrogen or the positive H2O. You have two hydrogens and one oxygen. Yeah. But in this system, you have ammonia, NH, in other words, nitrogen, mixing in there to, it's like having a bad drink at the bar. You know, you ask for a whiskey sour and they don't put the twist in. You know, I mean, it's a real tough chemistry.
Well, okay. Now, chloramine. Okay, so this legislation is telling the EPA that this is a no-go. You've got to stop this. You've got to treat the people that you poisoned. Well, but we also have the government out there doing other things. That putting fluoride, which we know is it's almost like a damn rat poison, into our water under the guise of, well, it's for tooth decay. Actually, what this is, it's a byproduct of industry, and it's a poison they can't dump anyplace else.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is about the reason that when I first I've interviewed Dr. McCullough's, and I've also interviewed the two fluoride researchers that have been trying for 25 to 30 years to work with fluoride. I've had them on my show, and the whole thing comes down to the fact that you do not, the fluoride does not work independently. It has to combine with another substance to be able to join in its chemical bond to affect the pancreas and to the lower part of the brain, and that product is chloramine.
Well,
that's the reason I bring it in, because fluoride is a byproduct of the defense industry and the process of the aluminum and, of course, the boron system, which they're using in other chemicals in the waters to change the gene structure of human beings. So one of the things that need to happen here is to read you very short. I won't take any more of your time here, but again, it says Camp Lejeune Veterans and Families, the actual wording of the bill, which is coming into Senate Bill 122. The House of Representatives bill is 1627 being passed and is on the floor. But the actual statement on health care, which goes in, which affects approximately 2.5 million veterans, it reads, Camp Lejeune Veterans and Families. Between 1957 and 87, some Marines and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina were exposed to contaminated well water, and the veterans and their families who fell ill or who have died due to this contamination will be eligible to receive health care through the VA for certain medical conditions, and for family members, VA will be considered as the payer of last resort.
If they're still alive.
And
if they're still alive.
If they're still alive.
Yeah.
Now, the reason that this is important, John, is and the fact is a result of our modest work, is this is the first time in the history of the United States that any bill has ever been mentioned on the terms of the contamination of the water to affect health, believe it or not. Even though there's these famous public health stories that everybody shoves at you and say, well, if it wasn't for cholera, and they give you the fire, but fire hose story in Chicago and the whole thing. And the way, you know, talking about the pledge drive, the whole thing comes down to the fact, the way I look at this is the whole thing, this is just the beginning in the real world of what has to be put out to help people understand even more. They may not understand this 15 to 20 minutes we've been on, but of course they can listen to the show in the archives, and they have every piece of everything that's ever been planned, from the United Nations to the Department of Defense to EPA and the FDA. It's all on the archives, and every show I piece this together. But the point is, it's like a pledge drive. You know, it's a pledge drive. Let's say you had multiple sclerosis, and you had a process of the thing, and you want to have a pledge drive. Well, here you've got immunology, and you have real-world change in death and life and death. And this is what the real world's all about on this subject. That's why this is a major victory. This is like a piece of history of which will change medicine in the formation of an acceptance that water can be contaminated and harm you. And this has been the first time that this has ever been put forth in a law in this country.
All right. Well, Wynn Parker, I appreciate it very much. Your show is on when?
It's on Sundays, 10 to 12 Central Time. Parker Pathways on Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right. Well, Dr. Parker, I appreciate you coming on the program today.
Oh, I'm honored. I you know, we're working impromptu, and I'm not a big professional talk show.
You're a doctor, kind of investigative, no quit. I understand.
Yeah, not politically correct.
Thank you, Dr. Parker.
Okay, and let's get that money going, folks.
I'm telling you. Here's a deal that was just handed me, and our advertisers actually put up the product for the pledge drive. The first five callers who donate $100 will receive a free 60-capsule bottle of Bio Superfood from our sponsor, BioAge. Looking at the bottle right here, it's an exclusive blend of microalgae for optimum cellular nutrition. These bottles are worth $45. The first three callers that donate $200 will receive the 180-capsule bottle of Bio Superfood from our sponsor, and that's worth $125. The first caller to donate $1,000, oh man, look at this thing. This is an elite water system. It's called a water ionizer, and this thing will alkalize your water. How many times have you heard? Alkaline water, good. Cancer can't live in alkaline environment. This thing, I'm telling you what, they sell brand new for $2,500. And this is a countertop unit. It will filter water. It will ionize the water. I mean, this thing, it's amazing. The water, actually, when you drink it, it feels slippery. It really does, because you can adjust the pH on this. If you want full-fledged, strong alkaline water, it can take it up to, let me see here, let me get around to the doodads on the thing. I think you could take it up to 12, okay? What is it, 7.2 is neutral? Yeah, about 7.2?
What is the best for the surface of the body? Because chloramine and all those chemicals seep through the glycerin of the skin, if you can get it to 12.4, I'd recommend it to spray it on, and you'll have some real good results. It'll take the place of antibiotics in some cases.
All right. Sorry about that. I had him pull down the pot, and he left Wynn in queue just talking. At any rate. So it's a $2,500 unit, first $1,000 donation to the network. Congratulations. You got one heck of a unit. Let me take Bill in Austin. Hello, Bill.
Hello. I know you're getting close toward the end, so I'll try to make this quick. Back in the very late 80s, early 90s, I worked for this manufacturing plant in Florida. We were right near the Everglades, and I noticed that they were pouring two different types of trichloral ethylene laced with lead and flux, muriatic acid, paint, and paint thinners. Those are the things I knew about. That trichloral ethylene was so toxic, you had to wear elbow-length gloves, a full front apron with a respirator. So I noticed that this ditch was going right into the Everglades. So I talked to management, and they didn't care. I called the EPA, and they said, well, we don't take anonymous tips. And I'm very skilled in my, you know, engineering electronic jobs. So I figure I'll kiss this job goodbye. I filled out the forms, turned it in, got a case number. 5 years later, nothing. I'm working there 7 years later, nothing. They never came out. They never did anything.
Well, there are interests out there that will garner other people's attention. And you being a whistleblower, you are not on the favored buds and pals list. We have so much going on in this country right now through undue and corrupt influence. It is absolutely incredible.
So that's when I learned that the EPA does not really care about the environment, because that trichloroethylene causes liver and kidney cancer.
Well, okay. Well, take for instance September 11, 2001.
Yeah.
Christie came out and says, "Oh no, the environment's safe; that we can work around this." Seriously, how many tons of asbestos was blowing around?
And not to mention concrete dust, which causes silicatosis.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's just fine. You know, I mean, I am sick to death, and what was her full name? Christy Todd Whitman? Yeah, she was given what? Wasn't she given the reins at the EPA?
Oh, no.
I think that's correct. So here's a person, I mean, we're talking about the EPA here. Here's a person that I guess for her shenanigans at the September 11th deal, she was rewarded. How many firemen, how many policemen right now, how many rescue workers, how many of those search and rescue dogs are dead? Because
most of them,
that is absolutely correct. But do you think you hear that on the news? Hell no. These people don't care about human life. To them, you're just either a taxpayer or a contributor or somebody that they can bilk a few more dollars out of somebody else's irresponsible idea of how to run a damn government.
Well, according to the government, we're all cattle.
Yeah, so the Talmud says the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Bill, appreciate your call, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You. Oh, man. 800-724-2719. And I was told here, if you just hit zero, you don't have to remember any of the extension numbers. Just hit zero, you'll go to the next available extension. Folks, I'm telling you what, before I get out of here today, we're going to make a dent in this donation thing. Because I am not going to keep laboring, nor am I going to allow other people to keep laboring. Only to go further and further and further in the hole. Do you have any idea what it takes to run a network, folks? The mental tenacity that it takes, let alone a few damn dollars to pay some bills or to buy equipment that will automate a few things that will reduce cost in the future. I mean, we're pulling our hair out over here to bring you the best information with the best produced programming with the best information. And I, for one, I mean, we've been doing this for better than 8 years now. And I'd like to do this for another 8 years. And another 8 years on top of that, if it's necessary. But I shudder to think, because we are the number one alternative network out there. Yeah, some other networks have their superstars. But on the average, you take a look at what other networks are doing out there, they can't touch this. And that's not bragging rights. This is not stemmed from ego. This is about carrying out a mission for education by way of these people's information every single day. Every day. What is it worth?
We must take a miracle back.
It's true.